Omchanti. 4th of February 2019, Monday. Today's blessing. May you make the poisonous snake of devices a garland around your neck and become an image of tapasya like Shankar. May you make the poisonous snake of devices a garland around your neck and become an image of tapasya like Shankar. The five vices are a poisonous snake for people, but the snake becomes a garland around the neck of you yogi souls who experiment with yoga, yogi and prayogi. The memorials of you Brahmins and Father Brahma in the form of the bodiless tapasvi form of Shankar is worshipped even today. Secondly, this snake becomes a stage for you to dance on in happiness. The spiritual stage is shown in the form of physical stage. So when you gain such victory over the vices, you will then be said to be a soul who experiments with yoga, prayogi, and is an image of tapasya. So in Indian scriptures, snakes are depicted in three forms. The first is shown around the neck of Shankar. The second snake is shown Shri Krishna dancing on the snake. And the third, Vishnu, is sleeping on the bed of snake. So these are the three memorials in the path of bhakti. The first is of tapasvi Shankar. Shankar is shown with a snake around his neck. That shows that he has no fear for snakes. That shows that that snake is completely under his control. That shows that that snake has become a cooperative something. So that is the first memorial where the snake is shown round the neck of Shankar. The second memorial is Krishna. In Bhagavata, it is shown that in Gokul, when those cowherd boys were playing and suddenly the ball falls in that river, Yamuna, so Shri Krishna jumps into that river, and in that river is being inhabited by a poisonous snake called Kaliya. And he defeats that snake and comes on the surface of that river, sitting or dancing on the hood of that snake. So, Shri Krishna dancing on the hood of the snake is our memorial. It means that that bed has no more fear for him. It has become something, an instrument for dancing. And he is enjoying it, keeping that snake under his full control. So that is the second memorial. And the third memorial is Vishnu. Vishnu is sleeping on the bed of snake. So there is storm around, dangerous fumes of that snake, poisonous fumes, but it is shown Vishnu is absolutely undisturbed, and he has made that snake his bed. So that also is a stage of total control over snake. So Baba says, what do these snakes represent? They represent vices. The five vices. They represent this vice. So you have to become like this Shankar, like this Krishna, or like this Vishnu. When you completely conquer the vices. These vices are totally under your control. They more no more disturb you. Or rather, you become the master. You dance on them. You sleep on them. You wear them as garland round your neck. So they no more have, you don't have to fear them at all. Otherwise, these vices are very dangerous. Okay, that also can act as canopy. That's shown in Bhagavat. So Baba is saying the five vices are a poisonous snake for people. In the world, everybody fears snakes. They are poisonous. Even if they are non-poisonous, still people fear. Because snakes carry with them that fear. Everybody fears snakes. And we as doctor in hospital, we see that many patients who come with snake bite, most of the snakes are non-poisonous. But the fear which is associated with snake bite is too much. Sometimes we label patient as, the diagnosis as unknown bite. Where patient doesn't know what has bitten him, but he feels it is snake. He's keeping the hand like that. Maybe some mosquito or some insect came and bit him. And patient feels, I feel it is snake. Please treat me as snake bite. So snakes carry with them a sort of fear, a dread. Snake bite. So, for worldly people, snakes are very, very dangerous. Very poisonous. But Baba says, the snake becomes a garland around the neck of you yogi souls who experiments with yoga. You are yogi souls and you are prayogi souls. These are two words. Yogi and prayogi. Prayog means experiment. So you are those who are yogis and who are those who keep on experimenting with yoga. So you are prayogi souls. For you yogi and prayogi souls, these vices, these snakes, they are not at all an object of fear. The memorial of you Brahmins and Father Brahma in the form of the bodiless tapasvi form of Shankar is worshipped even today. So the second form, this first form, Shankar, that is our memorial. That Shankar is shown as tapasvi, is shown in graveyard, will be smeared with ashes, fearless, and this Ganges flowing out of his locks, and carrying a half moon, and all that picture which is depicted in the path of bhakti, that's our memorial. So Shankar doesn't have any fear, because the snake is completely under his control. So these vices are under our control. So we need not to fear. And secondly, this snake becomes a stage for you to dance on in happiness. Just as the example of Krishna, where the snake is a stage for dancing. So dancing means there is enjoyment. The spiritual stage is shown actually in the form of physical stage. There's no such thing, or all these things never happened, or these people, the way they are shown, never existed anywhere, anytime in history. But they are depicted like that. There was never such any such snake as Kaliya, and in fact, Krishna had In the golden age, there was no such person as Kaliya. He is shown as a human. And then he leaves that river and goes to some other river. All these are cock and bull stories, concocted stories of scriptures. So, and also there is no such person as Shankar who is sitting in tapasya with that. All those, his weird army, many other things. And there is no such person as Vishnu, is a non-entity. There is no person who is known as Vishnu. Vishnu is just the name of the combined form of Lakshmi and Narayana. So, there is no such one unit as Vishnu anywhere. So, these are all just stories. But, they represent something of significance. They have got spiritual significance. So, Baba is saying, so when you gain such victory over the vices, you will then be said to be a soul who experiments with yoga and who is an image of tapasya. So the goal of this Brahmin life is to have complete victory over all the vices. Baba says Maya has got different forms. These vices have got different forms. Gross form, royal, subtle form and royal form. These are the three ways Maya comes. Vices, five vices. Gross form, for example, anger or lust in the gross form. And then in the subtle forms, some hidden desires, some suppressed, repressed desires. And then in the royal form, like spiritual friendships, like getting influenced by somebody, that is also, that kamana, that desire, is also a form of kaam, that is also a form of lust. Recently there was a Murli on that. So, complete victory over vices means, vices do not touch us in their gross form. Vices do not touch us in their subtle form, and vices do not touch us in their royal form as well. This is very difficult to pick up. To diagnose royal Maya is a difficult task, because this is quite easy. One can get rid of the gross form because it is very much visible. Subtle form, yes, some intense effort makes us do realize that this is also subtle Maya. But what about royal? And what are the royal forms of Maya? Name, fame and glory. Okay. What else? Royal form of Maya. Maya assuming a very, very royal form. Maya wearing white clothes and badges and coming in front of us, eating Brahma Bhojan. So very difficult to detect, very difficult to know. So royal Maya is one Maya which we should be aware of. So what are the different forms of royal Maya? What are the royal Maya? Royal forms of the Maya? One is name, fame. To start with, this name and fame came and we said that okay, it is all Baba's. But gradually, then it is mine. Then gradually, I am doing. Name is of Brahma Kumaris, but inside that Brahma Kumaris, this I is taking bigger form. It's becoming stronger and stronger. So one royal for Maya is this. Next. My specialities. I know this. My skills, my specialities, my nature, my virtues are very good. So this is my department. This is my responsibility. Nobody can take this responsibility. I alone will do this. Nobody has the right to do this. That's why Baba has made me instrument, because it is, I am the best person for this. I am full of qualities, virtues. This is royal Maya. What else? Royal form of Maya. I know many people here. I am in close connection with all seniors, all dadis. They all know me too well. So don't worry. If you need anything, just tell me. I know everyone here. So that is also a royal form of Maya. Then, what is the royal form of Maya? I am senior. I am Madhuban Nivasi. I am here from very long time. You have come now. So, this Maya of seniority. Then, royal Maya. Fashion. Fashion itself is a royal Maya. We don't realize, but somewhere we get ensnared in this. All the digital things. Digital Maya is a royal Maya. And on one side we say that this is necessary, that is necessary. But also this becomes a very, very royal form. It takes a royal form. And we don't realize unless and until we are trapped in it. So it becomes a cage. Actually, we are not holding it. It is holding us. It's not our fingers. It has got a finger which is holding us like this. Like this. It's the other way around. What else? Royal form. Comfort zone. Yeah. Comforts and conveniences. My comforts should not be snatched away. I love to remain in that comfort zone. I feel very nice when I'm inside this. The moment somebody tries to pull me out of my comfort zone, that person becomes my enemy. And I don't love him. I have a very comfortable seva, and somebody tries to give me some other seva. I don't love that. Or I am having a very comfortable place or comfortable department, and somebody tries to change it, I become restless. So, I love to remain in the comfort zone, where everything is going on very smoothly, and I don't have any struggle at all. That is also a form of Maya. What else? Royal form of Maya. Yeah? Royal forms of Maya. Subtle jealousy. Somebody is going ahead of us. And we don't like that. If somebody comes and praises that person, I feel uncomfortable. That is a very, very subtle. That is also a royal form. Even though, for example, four sisters are staying together, or four brothers, three are senior, one has come now, and suddenly he is going ahead. So, there is an element of jealousy. If it is arising in any one of those three brothers or sisters, that itself can become a royal Maya. And one more subtle form of royal Maya is this negative thoughts. Negative thoughts about those who are around us, those people who work with us, those people who are our instruments. That is also not the negativity for the world, but negativity for the people with whom we are working. And our negative thoughts get transferred to them. For example, there was one king, and that king had a friend, and that friend was a woodcutter, and he was a merchant also. And it was a merchant of sandalwood. So that merchant was quite poor because he would find it very difficult to sell those sandalwood. So one day he just suddenly started thinking in one manner, what should I do so that my business should increase? And he thinks that if my friend who is a king, if he dies, how nice it would be. Because for his funeral, so many woods would be required. Because he is after all a king. And all my woods would get sold and I would earn a lot of money. So he starts thinking like that about his friend who is a king. And otherwise also he thinks that my friend who is a king, he doesn't help me also. So best that he dies of some disease. So that for his funeral, lot of woods would be required. On the other side, the king thinks, my friend, he is unmarried. He doesn't have any children. He's having so much property, this wood business. Why unnecessary is alive? He should die. Because after his death, he doesn't have any progeny. All those things would be added to the royal treasures. So they both start thinking like that. But they were good friends though. And when they meet up, and the merchant, the poor merchant, shares his thoughts about king. And he says, I don't know why such thoughts came, but the king in turn shares his own negative thoughts about him. So the thoughts of those merchant, that merchant reached, the vibrations reached king, and king also started thinking negative about him. So our thoughts are interlinked. When I think negative about somebody, my thoughts are going to that person. In turn, that stimulating that person also to think negative about me. So it's not that when I am having negative thought about any person, it remains hidden. My thoughts also reach that person. Vibrations, though I have not spoken, but vibrations are reaching him, and then in turn they are stimulating that person's negative thoughts, and they in turn are reaching me. So there is a subtle bond of negativity which is created, and that can erupt any time. It's like a frozen volcano. So this is also a very royal form of Maya, where we are seeing somebody's defects, flaws, and having some negativity about that person, and that negativity is gradually reaching him, that person. So this is very, very important, that whatever we think, that is having an impact on the world. In English, there is one phenomenon in psychology, it's known as butterfly effect. And we had done one spiritual activity here on butterfly effect. Butterfly effect says, if a great calamity is about to happen, like earthquake, so sometime before only, butterflies starts fluttering the wings. That gives an indication that it has got the precognition of what is going to happen. Premonition of what is going to happen in future. So, in the similar manner, when I think something, my thoughts travel out in the universe. And they have an impact, subtle impact, on not only on the mind, but also on the prakriti, on five elements. So they do influence five elements also. So that's why my thoughts should remain. They should have utmost quality of purity. The moment they become defiled, the moment they become adulterated, contaminated with traces of impurity, so they also travel out. They also reach other souls. So that's why purity of thoughts is must. So three examples we saw. First, Shankar, where the snake is around the neck. Second, Krishna, who is dancing on the snake. And third, Vishnu, sitting on the bed of snakes. So these snakes are no more their enemy. These snakes have become cooperative. These snakes are, they don't have any fear. Fear is gone. So Baba says, these snakes are the poisonous vices. Conquer them completely. And when you conquer them completely, your memorial is celebrated as Shankar, Krishna and Vishnu. Om Shanti.